What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. I'm Eddie Torres, and with me as always, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, is it?
Because of our guest. It's one of the true good dudes in this business that is filled with snakes and vipers. I don't mean Randy Orton.
Oh, shit. That's right. We do have a special guest in-house. You may have seen him on Netflix on the, I forget what it's called, The Undesirables?
Or yes.
Something like that?
Yes, that's exactly it.
Pretty good for forgetting what it was.
The Undesirables. That's what I am.
That's The Undesirables.
I am an undesirable. We named it after my penis. It's
degenerates.
There it is.
Degenerates.
That
there
was right.
I was on The Undesirable.
Yeah, no. I mean, good tag team name, though.
That's true.
By God, it's them damn undesirables.
Isn't that Cody's nickname?
I mean,
undesirable one?
Right?
Anyway.
Something.
Brad Williams.
Hey, guys. You know what? I just wanted to, like, because now this is what wrestling fans do anyway, is they're in a basement just talking about wrestling with no women around.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing right now, is except there's microphones and
lights.
Yeah,
and there may be a lady in the room.
There might be a lady who's just, it's the Sahara Desert down there right
here.
Now. She does not want to be here. She's like, great. Oh, it's a podcast with comedians. Fantastic. I get to watch them just be hilarious. Oh, they're talking wrestling. That was the sound of the pussy drying up.
What's in my contract? I don't want any women around any projects I do.
Yeah.
All dudes.
Absolutely. All dudes, all dick, all the time for the great Earl Skakel. I love that, man.
If they know who Goldberg and Rikishi is.
All right. Goldberg made TMZ today because he did not like the Rihanna halftime show.
Oh,
nah,
boy.
So he did. He did not like it. Imagine someone of the performing caliber of Goldberg looking at it. It's weird to say, because his critique was like, she didn't do all that much, and I'm like, bro, you had two fucking moves.
Yeah, that's it. You didn't do much either.
You didn't do much except for destroy the career of the great Bret Hart. That's all you did, is you gave Bret Hart a stroke, you fucker. That's all, and you're going to, and don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Rihanna was up there with Prince. Nobody is. Prince is in a class all by himself for the halftime show, and then have your debate for 2 through 5 after that. Prince number one. But come on. I will take, if Ray Phoenix comes on and says that Rihanna doesn't perform hard enough, I'll go, okay, Ray. Okay.
I get it.
I get it. You've got some bona fides.
Yeah.
But if Goldberg is like, bah, too little. What?
I mean, she was pregnant.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hundreds
yeah.
of feet in the air.
Yeah.
On that, the but, Super Smash Brothers
stage. I thought
it was
pretty good, to be honest with you.
Yeah. It also just made me realize, holy crap, Brianna's got a lot of hits.
Oh, yeah.
She's got some bangers, because, like, she did nothing but hits, and there were still about 4 or 5 that I was like, oh, she could have done this one, could have done this one, could have done this one. Could have busted out a little Eminem for Love the Way You Lie. Ah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
But, it was a great show all around. Love it. But let's not talk about hot women and singers.
I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
The guitar player in her band is the great Nuno Bettencourt.
Ah.
From the band Extreme.
Love it.
More Than Words.
More Than Words,
they could have thrown him a 10-second solo. A little tapping or something.
A little something.
It's the Rihanna show, not the Nico.
Yeah. But
Nico?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting that Goldberg would say that someone didn't do enough.
Yeah. Come on.
What were his two moves? I don't think he had two.
The spear
and the jackhammer, and then the scream.
Okay.
You're next!
Yeah, that's what he had. He had spear, jackhammer, scream.
Hey, I'm a warrior guy. At least he had four moves.
Yeah, four. Shoulder block,
gorilla press slam.
Drop kick?
No, he
didn't do a drop kick.
The run to the ring. That's a move.
Yeah, the run to the ring.
The ropes.
The ropes. I mean, every now and then when he would do the shoulder block, he would stick an arm out so you could say it was a flying clothesline. And then he had a splash. He had, oh, he, had
like he would like run
a,
and just drop
the
on
run
him.
Like a Kamala type splash.
Yes, yes. There's a wrestling video game in like the early 90s, late 80s. And Warrior's the most fun character. It's either
WrestleMania, the arcade game.
Yeah, it was one of the arcades, but yeah. Warrior was like the most fun because that's when the video games just had three moves anyway. But then Warrior had the coolest three moves because he was very efficient with his moves.
Yeah. I mean, but we still talk about him. You know, all these great technical wrestlers, Lance Storm and
sure.
and Benoit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, we still talk about Warrior.
Still, and his three moves. It's like a comic with, like, one great joke.
Yeah, that's it. Does it work? Does it make you happy? Awesome.
It's all that matters.
Love it, man. So are you guys more AEW guys? Are you guys more WWE guys? Are you Ring of Honor? Are
Earl's
you New Japan? What are
AEW
you, man?
AEW Mark.
I'm a Mark.
There you go.
John's the WWE Mark.
Okay.
And I'm the New Japan Mark.
New. Oh, okay, so we're all repped here.
Yeah. I mean, I watch all of it. I'm not just only watching New Japan. I watch okay. all of it.
But he took me to New Japan.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
never been. And yeah. he knew the jobbers. He knew
oh, wow.
their last five matches.
Oh, wow.
We went to PWG the other
or
PCW.
I'm sorry, Sheik. get killed. I mean, it was in a rough neighborhood. I'm not gonna lie to you there.
Sure.
And he knows. I just know the big name, Omega, the Bucks.
Sure.
He's the brains. They're the brains.
Wow. Okay. So like,
I know you were at AEW. You went to Double or Nothing, like front row.
Yeah. That was my first big thing back after the pandemic. My buddy CJ gave me ringside seats for Double or Nothing. So that was
CJ Perry.
Yeah,
I told you this guy's good, man.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. CJ Perry.
No, CJ Perry is actually Miro's wife.
Oh, see, I'm out of the loop with the spouses.
Yeah, but he did wrestle that night. He fought Lance Archer, who
did he fight Lance Archer? Or did Lance Archer just throw him around for a few minutes?
No, it was a good match.
It was a good match.
It was a great match. But yeah, I got to be friends with Chris Jericho, and so I'm full AEW guy.
Nice. I love
that,
it.
That's me. I'm all in. Do I have tickets for Mania?
Of course you do.
Yes, of course.
Also, of course you're an AEW guy. Yeah. We're going to do WWE picks.
Okay.
All right. Okay, quiet podcast.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll do it.
Why, you mind going through some of the news stories with us, too?
Yeah. Just
a couple of things. First thing at the top I got is, you know, rest in peace, Jerry Jarrett. You know what I mean?
Legend.
I feel like every week there's a rest in peace segment.
Well, it is wrestling.
Yeah.
It is wrestling.
Yeah. But
yeah, super legend, you know.
At least he got over the age of like 80.
Yeah.
That's normally, it's like, rest in peace. He lived to the ripe old age of 38. In pro
what
wrestling. Yeah, legend. Never be forgotten. But no, Jerry Jarrett and one thing I like is that For the people that didn't grow up with him, such as me, I'll throw myself in this group. Then with these Dark Side of the Rings, I get to know who Jerry Jarrett is. And I'm like, oh, not just dad of Jeff, you know, but has done some stuff, some major stuff. Was a wrestler, was a promoter, a legendary promoter. And and then launched the careers of many and, you know, a promoter back in the territory days. And through my watching of Dark Side of the Ring, I was like, oh, okay. And now the Tales from the Territories. And he had a round table where he talked, I believe it was Memphis Wrestling, mm-hmm. with Jeff and Jerry Lawler. And who's the guy with the walrus mustache? That guy.
He's the manager guy.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair for a while?
No, he's the manager. Dutch Mantel.
Dutch. That's who, yeah, with Dutch. And they were all talking about Memphis Wrestling stories, which I thought was fantastic. And I think Jerry told a story about some guy that brought a gun to the show and like tried to take out somebody. Like, it was just back in those days. So yeah, the absolute RIP to the absolute legend.
Yeah, and then on Wednesday, Max Caster decided to rib on him a little bit in his match with Jeff. I don't know if you heard it in the lap.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I mean, I'm sure he asked Jeff, like, hey, do you mind if I do a rap about your dad who died yesterday?
Yeah.
Because AEW, not even WWE does that, but AEW, you know, does, like Christian was ripping into Luke Perry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I thought, oh boy, that's a kind of a deep cut. Like,
yeah. 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 They do, and which I love, because I feel that AEW has established itself as the more, it's like, okay, if you're an adult and you're still in the wrestling,
this is for you.
Like WWE, they have some absolutely incredible athletes, and obviously they're wonderful performers and they're the gold standard, but they tend to lean a little bit more for the younger kids, and that's great. We need, it's like saying, like, no, you gotta be only a fan of Doug Stanhope and then you can't like Jim Gaffigan. It's like, no, you can like them both. It's fine. There's different types of comedy for different people. There's different types of wrestling for different people. If you like the more extreme stuff, okay, find yourself a GCW or something like that.
Just gotta go to Pomona to watch XPW.
I'll be at XPW Saturday nights.
Yeah, there you go.
That's almost too much.
Oh, that's a bring your own light tube night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
You literally can bring your own weapons.
Yeah,
and they take them and use them. I mean, it's
I
insane.
Love that. That's one of my favorite parts, is that kind of stuff. But yeah, there's different types of wrestling for different people. So AEW has kind of established itself as more adult, so, and they're going for it. This is not the first time Max Caster has gotten in trouble for one of his raps. I remember he did a rap about Simone Biles after she tapped out.
One almost got him canceled.
due to the mental health.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, the same thing that I say when certain people try to cancel a comedian for doing a joke or whatever, is I go, for the people that are mad at a pro wrestler doing a rap, Were you really watching?
Yeah.
Were you really watching? Were you really offended? Because I have a hard time believing that someone will write on the internet like, there needs to be more blood, or Chris Jericho fell off the top of the cage, but he landed on a pad. That's bullshit. And then Max Caster does a rap about someone's dead dad, and he goes, now they've gone too far. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I don't feel like you're that upset. I think that kind of thing happens, and people just kind of look around and go, I'm not offended, but should we be? Like, should we be offended?
They just watch clips on Twitter. They don't even watch the full show.
No.
Speaking of adult content, that's not even on my notes, but I watch the European stream of AEW, and they don't show commercials. So I got to watch MJF walk into the ring last night. Was it last night?
Yeah.
Dynamite. Mm-hmm. While we were in America, they were in commercials, they showed everything that he did. He threw his gum in someone's face.
Yeah,
They showed that part. But then when he gets in the ring, he's like, he calls everybody dumb fuckers and then says, oh, what do you want? You don't want me to talk like this because there's children here? Well, if we weren't in Texas, maybe they would have been aborted like they should have been in the first place.
He keeps it real.
I love that,
man. Oh, my God. Anyway. MJF,
like, so... I heard this comparison to I heard this comparison the other day, and I felt it made sense. Someone talked about how when, like, UFC started, those were fighters, but they didn't, like, dream their whole lives of being in UFC because it didn't exist until we got to John Jones. John Jones was the pure athlete who was like, no, I could do anything, but I'm choosing to go to UFC. I could be a football player like my brothers. I could be a soccer player, baseball player, whatever. I'm going to be an ultimate fighter. Like, so then I feel like that's what we're getting with MJF, someone that their whole life, like, just dreamed of, like, no, I'm preparing to do this my whole life and to be the heel my whole life. And God, is he good at it.
He's always awesome. The best heel, yeah. I think, the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Maybe even longer.
Yeah. I don't remember, not since, like, Sergeant Slaughter WrestleMania 7 against Hogan, where he was the Iraqi sympathizer.
That was crazy.
That's the only time I remember a heel getting, like, you know, like this consistent, Like, and I'm sure everyone will tweet me like, no, Triple H attitude era was pretty good, man.
Nothing.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, he was good. Okay, I'm not saying he was bad, but I don't see, like, someone who's just living the gimmick 24/7. And
his timing is perfect because right when he dropped the abortion line, I saw the countdown. It was like 2-1 camera, and everybody's like, boo!
And they're already booing him. Perfect.
Booing. Yeah,
I'll say the thing and. Anytime you can get some heat that's not just by saying, oh, your sports team sucks, yeah. Like you have to dig a little deeper than that, or oh, all you fat pieces of whatever. Like you like going a little deeper. I respect that. Yeah. I respect that so much.
All right, moving, because we got a lot.
Okay.
Sammy versus Cody versus Roman, this whole bloodline storyline that's going on. You know, we're heading this weekend is Elimination Chamber, which we'll be doing our picks, but you got Sammy versus Roman, and the last promo they did on Monday Night Raw with Sammy and Cody was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And it got me pumped to see them too, which I wasn't even, I just wanted to see Sammy and Roman and then Cody and Roman, but now, I don't know, I kind of want to see Sammy and Cody. It's weird.
I kind of like the fact that Sammy has bounced back after getting body slammed by Wee Man in WrestleMania.
100%.
Like, I don't know if Vince came to him and said, all right, listen, man, Wee Man's going to slam you. But
that'll be hilarious.
Next year, we got you. Like, that's pretty solid. Yeah. That's pretty solid that he jobbed to Wee Man. Shout out to Wee Man for thoroughly body slamming a full adult man. That was great. Yeah. I like that Sammy has recovered. I love the storyline. I think it's great. As not even a WWE fan, I'm still tuned into that storyline. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I think what they're doing with the bloodline is fantastic. And it's setting up. I hope that there's some sort of double disqualification, double count out, double something, and it's a triple threat. Because at this point, what do you do then with Sammy? Do you if Roman wins and it's Roman Cody, do you have Sammy against one of the Usos?
Well,
is that what you do, or
what the internet wants is Sammy and KO versus the Usos at Mania.
Okay,
that's all right, I guess. But
I love a triple threat. That and like I was there for a triple threat main event. I was at WrestleMania 20, and that was Michaels, Triple H, and Benoit, and that was a solid main event.
100%.
That was a solid.
It's an easy
main event.
Way to get the belts off Roman without him eating a pin. A
yeah,
triple threat.
Yeah, know? Yeah. You don't have to make your quote unquote top guy look bad. Yeah. So it's great. And you know, Cody being one of the AEW starters, it's exciting. It's exciting to see that. I'm looking forward though to the time where we just see contracts up and then eight AEW guys just pop up in WWE and WWE guys just pop up in AEW. I'm really hoping, because back in like the Monday Night Wars peaked, like you didn't know who was going to be on what show. The internet wrestling was in its very early ages. Now, like, we know when contracts are up.
Yeah.
So we know, like, oh shit, like
this one.
Yeah, like FTR. We don't know where those guys are going.
Oh, we know.
JF in a year.
Yeah.
Oh, we know exactly where they're going. Did you see what Dax posted?
No.
I got to screenshot it and shared it on our page, but he shared a story of himself drinking tequila and talking about the bottle. But on the table, you get a little corner.
Yeah.
About like this much.
Yeah.
And you see like a little bit of the WWE logo.
Mm.
Just that little hair. And then he deleted it immediately because I guess he didn't realize, or maybe he did. He was just trolling everyone. However, that was very obvious, guys.
Yeah.
That was very obvious. But anyway, Bloodline's amazing. I'm very stoked. Like you said, you're not even a WWE guy, and it's got you. My wife is like asking me questions about it. She hates wrestling. She's like, what's going on with Sammy? I want to see him win. I'm like, they're doing something right.
Yeah.
They got everyone's attention.
Exactly.
Next up, this one we can just kind of cruise by, but Trish Stratus is coming back for a lengthy program. Whatever that means.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. Trish is one of the women's division innovators in terms of like brought it to the next level, that sort of hybrid that brought it from just, okay, we got just bikini models hitting each other with pillows to actual... two actual women's wrestlers that we have today. She was kind of the hybrid because she was also a bikini model and a wrestler. Yeah. So I'm stoked for whatever. I know they brought Lita back at some point.
She was here recently.
Yeah, they brought her back for a little bit. So yeah, bring them back. Why not? It's great.
Maybe they can do an opening segment with Elias because they had a really funny segment that one time. Yeah. Where he said he doesn't take girls in their 60s. Damn,
I think they're pairing up Elias with Rick Boogs, which is cool, I guess. Two big guys with guitars. That's what the tag team should be called.
Anyway. Yeah, two big guys with guitars. We're out of names.
Baron Corbin is Dunsky. They buried him live on national television. Did you see that?
We'll see him in AEW. I'm assuming sooner than later.
They gave up. They were trying that whole, he's the modern day wrestling god. They put him with JBL. And last week, JBL came out and just buried him in front of everyone. Like, you're not what I thought you were going to be. This isn't working. You don't deserve to be near me. And I think the last show I saw, Baron, they were like, Baron, how do you feel about the, and they're like, oh, sorry, we're going to cut to the ring. Someone more important than the ring. And it was Sammy. They're just burying Baron Corbin.
It's very weird. I feel like they've done this maybe two or three times with Baron where they build him up in something different. And then it's like, nope, that didn't work. Scrap. And bury that, and then we'll bring it back. Have him fight in a suit. Okay, good. And now he'll wrestle in a suit. Fantastic. No, he sucks again. Fuck. Okay, scrap that.
Broke as fuck now.
Yeah. Sad. All right. Now we're going to do sad Baron. Yeah, you're sad. All right. Turns out people don't like a sad, depressed wrestler. Nope. Too close to real life. So, no, we don't. All right. Now we're going to bury you again. Yeah.
You're happy Corbin now. Now you're happy.
Yeah. he's going to come back and be Kofi Kingston happy. He's just going to be that. He's going to be that.
I just let him go away for a while and then just put him with somebody good and don't let him talk. He just sucks.
Mark my words, he's coming back by next year. He's going to be in the title picture.
Oh, probably.
I don't know.
I mean, in the ring, he's really good. I like the way he moves. He's got great moves, but the mic.
We have to also realize Roman's been the heel for the last 2 years. We don't have any real heels. Seth Rollins is not a heel. Mm. Like, we need to build heels. I think he's coming back. He'll do a program with Cody at some point. American Nightmare versus whatever. I think he's going back to the lone wolf character.
As long as he doesn't grow his hair out again, because boy.
I don't think he can.
I'm sure he can grow the sides. And
pills, man.
Yeah. And our new sponsor, Hymns. Everybody.
Hey, no offense to Jericho, but when he started sponsoring, or he was getting sponsored by Hymns, his hair kind of got thicker. So, hey.
There you go.
It works.
Looks good.
There you go.
All right, moving on. This one will be a quick one. Jinder Mahal is challenging Bron Breakker for the NXT Championship, and I think he's going to win.
Cool.
I mean,
I know Bron Breakker. I've seen some clips on the internet. It's really Steiner impressive. I really like the kind of stuff that he's doing. Not too familiar with Jinder, but
he was a world champion WWE at one point.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him. Like I said, I'm an AEW guy.
Why don't they just call him Steiner? Like, wouldn't that be like?
Yeah.
More marketable.
Braun Steiner.
Yeah, that's a cool name.
It's a great name.
Somebody everyone hates nepotism.
Yeah. Well,
in the WWE.
Yeah.
isn't it all nepotism?
Everyone's a daughter, son, grandson.
I think it has something to do with like one of the Steiners owning the name or something, and not wanting to give it to WWE.
His last name is Steiner. Yeah, he own it too.
Well, you'd think, but
look at Cody.
Yeah, Cody had to be Cody in AEW for a while. Yeah. He couldn't be Cody Rhodes.
See, that's why getting back to Warrior for a second, people thought he was an idiot for changing his legal name to Warrior.
Yeah,
but it's pretty brilliant.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
crazy like a fox, that guy.
All right, next up, now we'll get into some AEW news.
Yeah,
We've been talking about this for a long time, but it's official. ROH TV is happening.
Mm-hmm.
They're filming at the end of this month in Universal Studios, where they taped Dark, which
Orlando,
yes. And then it'll be on the Honor Club on March 2nd. This is per Tony Khan, so I'm not making this up, and it's not Dave Meltzer bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's exciting, but also not exactly what I wanted. It should be on TV.
Yeah.
Not on Honor Club shit.
I think we're probably going to get to a point where at some point Tony's going to own at least three of the major promotions, and then you'll have to subscribe to Con Plus,
I would.
And then you get AEW, ROH, and Impact, that or some form of New Japan.
Or like, he maybe buys WWE because, I mean, they're selling.
They are selling, and I heard an interview with Tony on the Dan Le Batard show recently where Tony said, yeah. Right. And he was totally like, if I could buy it, I absolutely would. I would be interested.
I don't think Vince will do it. I think just out of spite, Vince will be like, nah.
Yeah, no.
Money's money, though. Like, you throw $1 billion in front of whatever, $2 billion. Oh, yeah. Tony Khan's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
The problem with that is when WWE bought WCW, we saw WWE beat everybody down from WCW.
Yeah.
Like, they were all homegrown.
Yeah.
Tony is such a mark, he would absolutely put the WWE guys over his own. Homegrown talent.
I'm telling you, he'd fuck over Sting again.
Again.
That would be the first match. Triple H beats him again.
Oh, yeah.
At All or
Triple
Nothing.
Triple H comes back.
I'm still pissed.
With a heart condition and everything.
Yeah, man.
Who's Sting or Triple H?
I mean, probably both at this
both
point.
Both up there.
Yeah.
But that's cool. I mean, you know, I'm not going to subscribe to Honor Club yet. I'll wait because I have a feeling AEW is going to get their own type of thing like that.
I think so too. That's just kind of where media is going. Where now you're going to see sports on the streamers because that's something that wasn't happening for a while, and now YouTube Red has picked up NFL Sunday Ticket. So I just think that's how we're going to go. And now it's just all right. You're going to have your HBO Max. You're going to have your Netflix. You're going to have your maybe Fight Club will do it, or the Amazon, Apple, like someone will pick them up the same way Peacock picked up the WWE Network.
Yeah, but that was an unfortunate pickup. My goodness.
No kidding, because now you can't see all the blackface stuff in the 80s.
I mean, seriously.
They took it all out.
No, I've got it. I've got it on DVD.
Oh, okay, there you go, yeah.
VHS.
Earl still masturbates to it every night.
I've made it into laser discs for you older. I mean, some of those angles. I mean, I'm all about the racial humor, but like, because if you look at that one shoot interview with Bad News Allen, who was when Piper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did the half. Yeah.
People know him as Bad News Brown. And yeah. The guy asked him, hey, what'd you think about that angle? And you could see him straighten up. I didn't really like it. Yeah.
Really? He wasn't a fan of Roddy Piper essentially doing half blackface?
Shocking.
Because he was like a Olympic champion in judo.
Yeah.
So he was a legit badass. You could tell he was not a fan of it. But, you know, it's Vince. You got to do what he says.
Yeah.
I mean, Vince said the N-word. Is there any? There's no going
back. I had that on all formats.
Okay.
If anyone would like to see it.
He still has it on cassette. He just has the audio. It's just ready to go. I mean,
but poor Booker T. When they, you know, that's maybe the all-time cringe.
Yeah.
He says that word, and then he cuts to Booker T like, take it, bro. You want a paycheck?
You want a paycheck?
You're going to be
get mad. Get mad.
Or when he goes up to John Cena, he goes, what's good in the hood?
Like, yeah.
Dude. With a do-rag. Do-rag Vince like, was a nemesis.
This is too much, dude.
You know what? That's how he should go out, is come bring back do-rag Vince. Bring back 80-year-old do-rag Vince.
Oh, if I was Booker T at his funeral, that's what I'm putting on his casket.
A do-rag?
Yeah.
Because Booker T is a pretty serious dude. Like, yeah. I don't know what they paid him for that sketch, but...
They probably told him like, don't worry, you'll be able to give him a nut shot in like 2 weeks, and then it just never happened.
Yeah,
yeah, they'll get Vince McMahon in a do-rag versus badass Undertaker and the badass whatever.
No, bring back the Freebirds, full Confederate flag.
Yeah, ooh, why not?
That doesn't stand up very
no.
well.
No, did that one make Peacock?
No, but it's in my private collection.
Oh, okay.
You think that's bad? World-class championship wrestling. They had a guy named Colonel De Beers, kind of like a Sergeant Slaughter ripoff.
Uh-huh.
His shtick was he wouldn't wrestle black opponents. This is on TV. Like, I've got every match in high def.
We're laughing because it's so bad.
It's insane.
It's so insane that you know, it's awesome. Yeah. It's just but like wrestling along with like UFC and to a degree stand-up is like it's like the lower level entertainment. It doesn't subscribe to the same rules, you know what I mean? And they're allowed to obviously get away with a little more, but I don't think that that one would fly today.
No.
How about when they brought Akeem in? You know, dancing in the alley with the
Akeem the African Dream
with the black the that background guy? Dancers in grass skirts and Nikes.
Oh like, yeah.
Just, my brother.
Yeah, just some guy in South Carolina jerking off like finally.
Yes. Oh my god. All right, what else? I got Thunder Rosa is back, sort of. She's in the Spanish commentator team and will be an on-screen personality for Spanish AEW media.
That's great. That's great. I'll name drop. Thunder Rosa came to see one of my shows one time, and she's awesome. She's ton of energy. I loved her matches, and yeah, I like that they have their talent that they're branching out. So because now AEW just signed a crazy deal with I think
ESPN.
Yeah,
Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, like they're going full. Worldwide, don't be surprised if you see some AEW shows across the pond and in numerous countries. So,
it's already they're doing one in the UK, and then WWE went and announced that they're doing one like a week later. Like,
love it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
You can't be the ones to do it. I got to do it too.
Yeah, let's do it. Like, well, it's the same way like WrestleMania weekend. Like, you're gonna see every wrestling company doing stuff out. Here in Los Angeles that week. They're going to be
ECW
doing stuff.
ECW is doing like 25 shows that weekend. It's insane. I don't understand how they're going to do that. But
what is it? Ring of Honor's on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Big show Blood Saturday.
Bloodsport is here Saturday or Friday.
Oh, yeah. Ring of Honor's Friday at the Galen Center the USC campus. If I was not in Columbus, Ohio that weekend, Columbus Funny Bone, I would be there. But I will be at Mania for night two.
Okay.
Which will hopefully be the Sammy Roman Cody main event. That'd be great.
It'll be the return of Vince McMahon.
Oh,
yeah, it'll be
the return. Dude, this is Vince's last Mania.
He's got to come out and go, welcome to
that's my last one.
Another note on Thunder Rosa, which I read today, apparently, you know, there is some internet heat because she has been, you know, accused of sandbagging in the ring and being kind of mean backstage. Apparently she went back there and apologized to all the ladies and explained her situation about her injury and like all these things that, you know, she was working through injuries. So apparently the backstage is happy with her now. So internet, now you can be happy with her.
Yeah, she's great. Lay off Thunder Rosa.
Yeah, leave her alone. All right, now we can get into our Elimination Chamber, a.k.a. the toilet pay-per-view or premium live event. So let's start. I'm going to start at the bottom. We got Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar again. Is there a stipulation? I don't even remember. Is there a stipulation, John?
Stipulation is the audience needs to stay awake for the first.
I mean, you
match
know,
has to be under 10 minutes.
Drink five whenever there's a suplex.
Oh, my God.
You'll be dead.
I mean, it's two big guys, you know, like Biggie says, two big men, meaty men smashing meats together. So
the sad part is when I would have been most intrigued by this match is when Brock was in UFC, like and before he had his horrible abdominal surgery thing that he was
vegetables.
Yeah. That he went through. And like, but that would have been the peak for this match. I feel like this is one of those matches like when we got Hogan Flair like 10 years too late, like now we're just getting all these Brock Lashley matches, which are like, dude, this would have been so good at this, what, like, but and I guess we just have to have, you know, be thankful for it whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and Bobby's becoming like the Big Show where he just flips back and forth between heel and face. Like, I guess he's the heel in this match, but he was like a face a couple weeks ago, like cheering to the crowd and pointing and doing his little fist bump thing. And now he's a I don't know what the fuck's going on.
We're seeing this again at WrestleMania. It's such a. I'm over.
But they'll have a stipulation this time.
God. All right. So I'm going to go with Lesnar, I guess.
Don't look at me. I didn't bug it.
Safe bet.
Let me see. I mean, who cares? Like, this is the worst type of match because you don't care who wins or loses.
Yeah.
You know, they seem
white guy or the black guy. Who's winning?
Oh, well, I got to go with Lesnar then, if you put it that way.
Well, I'll go Lashley then. Just so we're not all three guys doing Lesnar, and because I'm very sensitive.
And it's like special country Lesnar. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. It's
flannel
jeans. Cowboy Lesnar.
Cowboy Lesnar versus Bobby Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
So what?
I go with Lesnar. I mean, they seem to be building him up a little bit. You know, more screen time.
Just as long as I don't get fucking Roman and Lesnar again. I mean, I'm fine. You said Lashley.
I said Lashley.
John?
Yeah, I'm going with Lashley. They're going to save the Lesnar win for Mania.
Okay. All right.
In the there will be German suplexes match.
That's the only move you can perform.
And there's definitely going to be a breaking of the barricade. That's by the timekeepers area.
There you go.
Always do that spear through it. It's every match.
They really need to tighten that wall.
Seriously. Someone's going to get hurt.
They do. Someone's going to get killed.
All right. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley in like the never-ending fucking story.
This shit is still going on.
The Judgment Day versus Edge. And I just want it to end because I really like Judgment Day, but I think they just need to move past this already.
Beth Phoenix posted a video of Edge at a dance with his daughter, dancing to some uptown funk with his daughter, which was a great video because Edge was just cutting a rug, smiling, having a good time, and you see all the other dads were like, "Do I have to be here?" Like they were all mad, but they're gonna go with the youth. Edge and Beth will do the job.
I agree. I want them to win, but they can't have Rhea losing a match before her big Mania match.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, right. So they're going to build them up.
Judgment Day for me. Judgment Day for Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Earl?
Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
John?
Same.
Judgment Day. Everybody agrees. All right. Moving on to the men's.
Edge, you danced with your daughter. It was adorable.
Yeah, I love Edge. Edge is great.
Yeah, you can't show that video and then have him win. Can't humanize these guys.
No.
Yeah, or he was girls.
Slapping Beth's ass as they do their entrance.
Yeah, it's like it's like when the Eagles head coach cried during the national anthem. We're like, oh, he's losing.
I knew it was
he's showing emotion.
Like, I don't want to see Samoa Joe taking this kid to school. Like, I don't
He doesn't have kids. He eats them for breakfast.
Speaking of, by the way, what a match that was, huh? We talked about it last week.
The eating kids for breakfast stipulation?
Samoa Joe versus Darby for that.
That was great. Coming out with the thumbtack jacket.
Oof.
That was awesome.
Darby is going to be a wreck when he is 40.
Like. Yeah.
35.
Yeah.
How old is he?
No. I don't even
know. He's in his late 20s?
He's somewhere in his 20s, yeah. Now it's like, it used to be when I was a kid, I thought these guys were all comic book. They're all made of rubber. They're fine. Now that I'm 40 and I've seen it happen to too many wrestlers, I see someone with like Darby style and I go, slow down, young buck. You want to be able to hug your grandkids one day.
Oh my God. I'm pulling up the Revolution card too. Cause I mean, I noticed that a lot of matches were announced.
But how are they not having Omega and the Bucks in a feud? I mean, they got 2 weeks.
I wanted to ask you this. A lot of people have been complaining. They feel that Omega's kind of just coasting since he's come back. I'm trying to explain to them, like, you know, he's still not 100%.
He's probably still injured. But that's the thing that I'm talking about where the wrestling fans are just out for utter and complete blood, and then they get offended at Max Caster, like, we don't care that you're injured, Kenny.
Give
us the cleaner from New Japan. Dude, calm down. The guy wants to. He wants to do that same thing. He wants to do that same style. He wants to go nuts and have all the big bumps and the big spots. And he'll get back to that, hopefully. But for right now, he's probably just trying to get back to 100%.
I mean, there is still time to bring in Mr. Ospreay for, you know.
The trios?
I mean, I would like to see him and Omega alone. Nothing against the Bucks and United Empire. Mm-hmm. They can do, like, maybe the match before, you know. I'm a huge Omega guy, and Ospreay is like an amazing heel.
Yeah.
I want to see one-on-one with those two because their match in New Japan was
phenomenal.
Well, I think we're going to probably get it with Forbidden Door 2 because that's coming up. Like, it's official. It's happening. So we'll probably get that. If we don't get the trios match, you know, we'll probably get the trios match.
I mean, they are putting like those guys over, like, you know, the Bucks and Omega are like putting other teams over, which I kind of like, but.
Yeah, even though they beat Top Flight and
AR Fox,
but Damn, that was a fun match. That was a fun one.
Yeah. That's another thing. So, like, I heard on the internet people complaining that, oh, yeah, Kenny's kind of coasting. They had seven matches back-to-back with the fucking Death Triangle, and they were all insane matches.
I was there for the seventh one at the Forum, which was unreal. Just unreal.
I don't know how you can say he's coasting. He's had seven intense matches with those guys. Two intense matches. He had to go to Japan. Like, I don't know what people are
he's
saying.
He's probably still tired from Japan.
Jet lag. That's a lot of jet lag.
Anyway. He's used to it. Hey, you never get used to it.
He should talk to Fitzsimmons.
Learn the technique.
Hey, Kenny, this is Craig. You guys want to fly to Japan together?
Yeah. Before we go on with the Elimination Chamber picks, something I just remembered for the news. Jay White lost his match against Hikuleo in New Japan. New Beginning, I think it was a pay-per-view, and it was a loser leaves Japan match. Mm. So Jay White is on his way to America.
AEW.
Hope.
So what's better, JW and AEW with the Bucks and Kenny, or in WWE with the Good Brothers and AJ Styles? It's all Bullet Club.
That's very true. If he goes to AEW, you would probably just replace. Like what Adam Cole was doing, and they would probably just do that again. Or Bobby Fish, he'd be like the Bobby Fish type character. But like he could go either way, and he's got built-in friends and built-in feuds. Mm-hmm. So wherever Jay goes, I'm sure it'll be exciting.
I mean, Earl had him as a pick for who was going to surprise guest in the Rumble.
That was a possibility. I want him in AEW, just, you know.
Yeah, it's like I want all the guys in AEW because that's when I watch, but then at the same time, man, that roster is so big.
It's so big.
You have Miro fully healthy at home eating shit.
What about Big Bill? Like that Big guy Bill is hasn't, a star.
Dude, yeah. the firm is doing shit without him. I don't understand what's going on.
But how do you not have a guy on television every week that's 7 feet, 300 pounds, jacked,
athletic popular, as hell.
WWE fans would tune in because of big cast. And like it's just mind blowing.
Yeah, the roster is so deep that it. And I may have a little inside knowledge of this, but the roster is just so deep that they don't have enough time. You know, their show is 2 hours and then 1 hour, whereas Raw is 3 hours. Like they have more. They WWE has more time.
Well, here's the thing, though, because people complain about that. People complain that Raw is too long. So do we want AEW to have more hours or do we not? I don't know.
Yeah. And it's also something that you find out being a wrestling fan is that wrestling fans are never happy, but we just keep watching.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely suffered through a lot of WWE programming during the pandemic.
Sure.
Suffered.
But the only reason they think that it's so long is because not everything is at the level of the Bloodline Sammy.
Yes,
you had storytelling even in the mid-card that was at that level, it would feel like a great show.
Yeah,
that's true too.
I wouldn't mind seeing Rampage go to 2 hours just so you can give some like Lance Archer like 2 minutes.
Please.
Dude, Lance Archer, please. Big Bill. Great. You imagine that match?
Lance Big Bill? That's the big hosses going at it.
Even Hobbs is like kind of his TV time has gone down.
Book of Hobbs.
They were doing the Book of Hobbs thing and then nothing happened.
Yeah.
What was that? They were doing it every week. A little cut to his video promo and then
I don't know if I don't know why, but
the reason is Tony Khan. And not that we're hating on him. It's just, dude, you're doing too much.
It's like us with money.
Yeah. He's got the football club, he's got the soccer club, he's got this shit, and then he's trying to book everything. Come on, hire someone to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Just someone that you trust. I don't know, Jericho maybe? Anyway, we've said this a million times.
Jared's got to be a guy who has a potential for, obviously his family and just him by himself, his history of booking, and I would think he'd be a good guy to lean on.
Yeah, All right, let's get back to the picks. Men's Elimination Chamber match for the United States Championship, which just, I know they're trying to elevate that championship, but this match doesn't feel important. Because usually Elimination Chamber is for the championship or for a shot at it later on, which it would have made perfect sense to do that to get Sammy a title shot at Mania, and you could have Cody and Sammy night one, night two, but whatever. I'm not going to tell Trips how to book shit.
I will.
men's elimination. We got Austin Theory, the champion, versus Seth Rollins versus Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano. Bronson Reed, my buddy Jonah, which I'm excited that he's back, but nobody cares, unfortunately, right now. I think he needs to build momentum again. Damian Priest and Montez Ford. Well, you know who's not winning that match? Montez Ford.
Yeah, the last four guys you just named.
Yeah, pretty much. It's either Theory or Rollins, I think.
Yeah. If they're really trying to elevate that title, maybe put on Rollins.
I mean, I want to see Theory versus Cena at Mania for that title. And Cena dressed like the Peacemaker.
and that's how he comes out. Does the dance? He does the dance from the intro.
Wait, what was the one title Cena hasn't had?
Best actor.
Intercontinental.
Well done, sir. Woo! Well done, sir.
I think it's ice.
I'm cutting out on that.
A zinger from the cheap seats. Love it.
Fuck, man. I'm going to go Theory. I don't think he drops it. I think they're really putting a lot of stock on that kid.
So, and then just because I haven't been, so are they doing the U.S. title elimination chamber, and then they do women's elimination chamber, and then they do heavyweight elimination chamber?
No. So there's only two matches.
Okay.
The men's is for the U.S. title, and the women's is for a shot at the women's title.
Okay, yeah, good. I thought they were like, God, if you do the U.S. elimination chamber and then a heavyweight one, that'd be horrible. Okay.
They're just eliminating the whole world title one, which is, that's what I was saying. This one doesn't really feel that important.
Yeah.
Because of that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Theory because I think they're really putting a lot behind him. It's either Theory or Rollins, but I'm going to choose Theory. How about you, Earl?
Well, because Seth Rollins almost killed Sting in the ring twice.
And almost killed Finn Balor. Ruined his Universal title picture run.
Broke John Cena's nose.
I mean, seriously.
But he did backflip off a fat guy in the Indies.
Yeah, that was cool.
So
that was really cool.
Kind of balances out.
But
that wasn't Seth Rollins. That was Tyler Black.
Oh, okay.
Whatever his name was.
Yeah. I do like Seth Rollins, but they seem to be building him back up a little bit. He was kind of
the giant red boots. Did you see that? That was.
I'm not saying I dig his fashion choices, but
they went viral. They're like, oh, the giant red boots are a thing. Everyone's trying to dress like a Mario villain.
I did pop when he did the head stomp with the giant red.
Yeah.
Face, so that was cute.
Good.
I'm going to go with Theory.
Theory.
All right. Well, I'll go that they have to build up the title and give it more credibility. So they put it on a star. They put it on Rollins.
Rollins. John?
I'm going with Theory. I think Rollins takes it at Mania.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Then the women's match. We've got Asuka or Kana. I'm going to call her Kana from now on because she's changed her look. Back to her old crazy days. Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, Natalia, and Carmella.
Not an ounce of excitement between any of them.
Asuka's the only one I care about.
I
doubt they're going to give it to her, but maybe.
I mean, they just rebranded Carmella. That's my pick.
Carmella's your pick. I'm picking Asuka because Kana forever.
Earl, what you got?
Oh, sorry. I'm going to go with Nicole Bass coming up from the ring and cleaning out. No.
I'm going Nikki Cross with a cross body off the chamber door.
Oh.
I'll go with Asuka.
Asuka. And Brad, you got?
I'll go Nikki Cross.
Cross. All right. This is for this, by the way. So if you get all the picks, you get this belt.
Oh, really? Fuck.
Prestige. Yeah.
So
in this
pick
belt.
Pick your.
Take this seriously.
Take this very seriously.
This is not.
Nikki Cross.
Asuka, then.
I'm going Nikki Cross.
All right. And then I'm going to add, by the way,
she's not going to win.
Stipulation tiebreaker here at the bottom. For the final match, we've got Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. Now, the tiebreaker, I want thoughts on what's going to happen. How is it going to go down? So, your winner, and then how it's going to go down.
See, all right, I'm going to get mine in first. I think there's going to be some sort of double disqualification, double count out, double something so it's a draw. So then it sets up a triple threat at Mania.
Okay.
That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm hoping happens. I hope it's a good match, but then there's some sort of double disqualification.
Okay. Earl?
I'm going to go with someone causing Reigns to lose. I don't know. Has anyone not been on camera in a while that would be like a surprise?
So the technical.
His Uncle Rikishi comes out.
Yes. You don't know. But something like that. I think there's going to be a double cross.
Maybe. Nia Jax.
Yeah.
She's a good dude.
Yeah.
I saw her at a convention once. Damn. If you're her boyfriend, you better please her.
I mean, she seems like she's your type, though.
Yeah, I like bigger women. It's fine. you know, open micers, preferably. So they're impressed with my two credits.
Right, yeah. They can't be more talented than you.
I can't compete with you. No. Like, you've been on TV, yeah. Showtime, HBO,
yeah, you
Netflix.
No, you can't. Yeah. So it's like, hey, open micers.
Like, you are on Netflix as a comic.
Yes.
I was on Netflix on Rob Schneider's show.
Ooh, that's rough.
Two episodes.
That counts as like a D credit. That takes away.
I'm going to go with a double cross. I agree with Brad. I think no one's going to win.
Mm.
And in WrestleMania, they figure it out. So can you say that? A tie, I guess?
Sure. DQ, draw.
Double DQ.
Yeah.
Draw.
Speaking of, you know, Jerry Jarrett, that's one of those... Mm. Old school double DQ match.
Yeah.
I want to go with my heart, but I'm going to go with what's probably going to happen. Roman Reigns is going to win, and we're just going to get Cody and Roman at Mania.
Which I'm happy with.
Sammy and KO versus the Usos. I think
maybe Cody causes a problem in the match.
Yeah, maybe he comes out and does.
I think the surprise is going to be Jey Uso because they're saying, "Oh, stay home, don't come to the show," because he has DUIs and is not allowed in the country. But maybe they do some paperwork, money gets exchanged. Who knows? So that might be a surprise.
What? Vince has never done anything like that before.
No way.
Katie, but
John.
Yeah, I think Roman's taking it. I think Jimmy... wait, who's...
Jay is the one that's not allowed in the country.
Well, they're both not.
And the one that turned his back on the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think Jay is going to... I think Jimmy's going to cost the title for Zayn. And then I think Jimmy's going to come out and he's going to attack Zayn. And I think they're going to bring down the Elimination Chamber cage and give him a goddamn beating.
Mm.
That's interesting. I don't know.
KO comes in to help, and then they put in the cage down.
I mean, it's Montreal, so the fact that KO's not on this card, he's absolutely definitely showing up.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to give him a brutal.
Maybe that's who comes out and does the double cross. Yeah. There you go. Mm. Aha.
KO shows up.
Or maybe Shawn Michaels. Because
Montreal.
Like, you know, maybe Bret Hart comes in to save. It's going to take a while for him to get to the ring.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got our picks. If you're watching at home, I'm going to post these up online. Make sure to send us your picks. You know, I owe someone a prize from the Rumble, so I will be sending that to you. Don't worry about it. But we have some like random toys and shit that I get from like the AEW crate that I'm not going to use, like Orange Cassidy socks. I'm never going to use
them. You have Orange Cassidy? I'll take them.
Me and Brad may have to wrestle for that.
I'm just saying, I have stuff that I can give away. So send us your picks. If you pick right, we'll send you a prize. But Brad, thank you for joining us.
Of course, man. It's good to be here. I like nerding out, talking wrestling. I'll come back whenever.
If Earl ever kicks the bucket, you can take his place.
Hell yeah.
I am old. I mean, you know.
It's very true. He is deceptively old. He's 69 years old, everybody.
I'm like the Sting of the comedy store.
Yeah.
I should stop.
Yeah.
But...
As long as you keep wearing the glasses, we don't know how old you are.
I need these. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's the beanie, really. Like, it's the beanie.
Fuck, you're old. Then you look old as hell when you take them off.
I see certain people in the hallway. It advances my heart rate.
Yeah.
We don't have to get into who. But...
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. There you go. Like Sting. We don't know how old he is. He keeps wearing the makeup. Yeah.
You know, we just lost Leaping Lanny Poffo, 63.
Yeah.
This thing is an active wrestler.
I saw him at that Double or Nothing that I was at take a power bomb on the ramp, then just get up. And I'm like, oh, they got him full of the amphetamines or something. I don't know, but it's working for him.
I mean, I love his new gimmick of no selling, like the Young Bucks super kick, where he just looked at him.
Yeah,
you know, he's being
Sting.
Treated right.
Yeah, he's Sting.
Unlike other companies, Barry job.
I love it, man.
Brett, dates, yes, sir. Plugs.
Just go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. I'm booked until the year 2023. I'm literally booked almost every week for the rest of the year. So, yeah, just go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. I got dates in Louisville, Phoenix, London, all fucking over.
And you'll see him at WrestleMania Night 2, apparently.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Awesome, awesome. For us, we've got a couple of things on the docket. Oof. Coming up for WrestleMania weekend. We've got Hunkamania. Hunkamania is running wild at the Belly Room, March 30th, 10:30 p.m. Tickets are almost all gone.
Is that Ryan Nemeth?
Yes.
Ryan, yeah, and Nick, the Nemeth Bros.
I saw Ryan do stand-up on the Chris Jericho cruise, and he's funny, man. I like that guy.
Yeah, it'll be both him and his brother, his famous brother.
And it pains me to say it.
He's got a brother?
Yeah, some guy.
He never mentions it.
Never once.
Dolph Diggler or something.
Yeah.
Dolph is funny. I hate to get that guy's head even bigger. Sure. But he's very funny.
Mm-hmm. He's a funny guy. They'll be here March 30th. Tickets are almost gone. You can get them at thecomedystore.com. Also, March 29th, Wednesday, the night before, we've got at 8 p.m. in the main room, not Sam-a-mania. Sam Roberts will be here with a bunch of special guests. It's Mania Weekend. Everyone is here, so you don't know who's going to show up. I will say that we're officially sponsoring that event, or it's being officially sponsored by Stone Cold Steve Austin's Broken Skull Beer. So that may or may not be a hint of who may be around, unless he decides to stay in Utah, wherever the fuck he lives now.
Well, he has blocked me on Twitter, so maybe we could bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. Tickets for that are also available at thecomedystore.com. Also, not Sam.
SamLive.com.
NotSamLive.com. There are bundles available with T-shirts. Our T-shirts. If you still don't have a Comedy Store Wrestling T-shirt, please go get one. Follow us on Instagram at Comedy Store Wrestling, on Twitter at Store is War. You can follow me in particular at RRBG Podcast. Earl?
You can follow me at ComedyCentral.com.
OnlyFans.com/Earl.
Pro Wrestling Tees. I'm going to bury the hatchet with them. If you'd like a nice Sting shirt with a nice 7-inch hole in it, they'll get you it real fast. Buy the Briscoe shirt.
Yes, buy the Briscoe shirt.
100% of the money goes. I will say that. They do.
Yep.
And it's great to see Briscoe.
Mark Briscoe is all elite.
That's
awesome. He is officially signed.
You could see the joy in his eyes.
Yeah.
And it was really fun to watch him wrestle last night.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's great. And that's one thing about Tony Khan. You can argue about his booking. You can argue about the size of the roster or how he's kind of a fanboy. But whether it be with the Brody Lee stuff, whether it be with Briscoe, it's nice to have a guy where you go, yeah, he cares. Mm-hmm. He genuinely cares. He genuinely has a heart, and I feel he is a good human being, and it's nice to have that as a wrestling owner promoter.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any doubts, just Google Tony Khan hugs wrestlers. It's a fun time.
And buy a Jay Lethal shirt too. He is one of my favorite people on earth.
Yeah, good guy.
And to see him cry in that match, you know, when he was the one who wrestled the
that was a tough watch.
Like that was like I cried. Like I'm like,
yeah, that's his boy. Like, I know he's the bad guy. He's like, I guess I'm the bad guy, but really, whether it be that night or the Brody Lee Brody Lee tribute show, everyone got on the same page. Everyone's there for the same reason. And I hate the reason behind it, but I felt they made the best possible use of it.
For sure.
And buy a Satnam Singh shirt. I notice he has.
Yeah.
He's got his own merch now. I'm sure they have it in like triple dipple X.
And they used him in the ring, right?
The guy picked me up 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
To kick off the Jericho cruise, he lifted me like Simba. And holy God, his hands are frying pans. And he lifted me so easily because I'm 120 pounds, but I'm a bowling ball. I'm very condensed. People think I'm very light. I am not. And I kind of looked at him like, hey, like, it's 120 pounds, but it's all condensed.
Low center of gravity.
And he just looked at me. He's got the giant voice. He's like,
Don't worry.
Like, okay.
Yeah, that's right. You did the Jericho Cruise.
Yeah.
You
know, one hand. Yeah, and then I got to do a run-in on a match and give Hornswoggle a stunner. Check out the video on my Instagram. The crowd started chanting, holy shit, right as I got in the ring. It was awesome.
Nice.
It was that moment made me go, oh, yeah, this is why those guys do this.
Well, Jericho, if you're watching, mm-hmm. we want you on the show. Also, it'd be cool to go to the Jericho Cruise next year. We'll see.
I might know a guy.
You might know a guy. If you guys want, follow John at Comedy Store Studios. Watch all our network shows that we got. Justin Martindale's on there. We got Liars Club. We got Sarah Hyland's show. What's that called? It's Not Cool. That's Not Cool.
Not Cool.
Not Cool. Yeah, we got plenty of great shows on there. So please follow us on YouTube, and we'll see you next week.